Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. 104.3 WQAM on YouTube and Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. You guys can check us out there. The headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. The Miami Hurricanes, we'll get back into them, but they ran over the Gators in the fourth quarter. Beaten 26-7. Move up to number 2 in the AP poll. The Marlins, they win their 6th in a row. They swept the Rangers, the 4-2 win on Sunday.
Just when we start forgetting about our boys, what they do, they go on a little streak.
Little Runsky.
Right?
Little Runsky. The Dolphins were off, but Ian Rappaport, play this for you, Ian Rappaport on NFL Network on Sunday, he said that, you know, Stephen Ross has no plans of firing the head coach anytime soon.
No doubt, Rich. Disappointing start for the Miami Dolphins. Actually better. No moral victories, but certainly better on Thursday night against the juggernaut Bills. But it has led to questions about the job status of Mike McDaniel now that they are 0-3. Here is my understanding of where it all stands. Stephen Ross, the Dolphins owner, plans to be patient. Almost always in the past, in similar situations, he has been patient. I do not sense anything imminent regarding a potential change in Mike McDaniel's job status. Mostly because Stephen Ross likes him, believes in him, and has invested in him. Gave him an extension, by the way. McDaniel still has 2 years left, worth more than $18 million coming up after this year. As far as what to look for, though, keep an eye on the locker room. If players suddenly stop playing for him, if that becomes a thing where you look on the field and you say, these players do not believe in their coach, perhaps that could trigger some change.
Which certainly wasn't the case on Thursday night. Definitely looked like the Dolphins were playing hard for Mike McDaniel. Again, like Ian says, though, I mean, like, lose to the Jets, I'm sure moods can change on where things are at. But there you go. That was NFL Network's report on Sunday morning before the games got going. So
yeah, it's unfortunate that that things aren't going the way they are, because I mean, it hasn't been an issue of whether they're playing hard or putting forth the effort. It's just the construct of everything isn't, you know, what they want to do. Like, they're trying to do something. Like, you're trying to have a monster truck rally with a Lamborghini, right? And it's hard when you look around the league and see the monster trucks dominating, and you're coming to the event with a Lamborghini.
Yep.
And wondering, well, you got a great car, why can't it compete? And I don't know if that goes through, and here's where it gets tricky. Is that what Mike wanted, or is that what Chris Greer wanted? Chris Greer wanted to build the team that way. The reason why I think it's Chris Greer, because all I have is all the different situations that Mike McDaniel has left. They've had a lot of bells and whistles and a lot of, you know, players on the outside, but all of it started with the offense and defensive line, right? And I don't know, and I think that dynamic needs to be revealed, if only for us to be able to establish, you know, why the team is what it is. If it's the coach, and Chris Greer has been listening to the coach and taking his advice and getting him what he wanted, then it's very easy to say, you know, Mike, you this ain't gonna win.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure. For sure. I do think that he bought himself, and look, it doesn't sound like, I'm sure Steve Ross doesn't want to fire him. I think Mike seems like a really likable guy. This doesn't sound like a Flores situation where, like, people seem to, you know, there seemed to be some friction there in the building by the end of Flores. Even though Flores had a good record, it seemed like people were, like, ready to be like, hey, nobody seems to like working with the guy. It doesn't seem like that's the case with Mike. Now, look, again, they lose to the Jets. They drop to 0-4. Season's essentially buried. Then who knows? I mean, things can flip. But he does. I think he does have an opportunity to get the ship right here. If they can build off of a lot of the good things that they did. I will say, though, Leroy, I couldn't escape it last night because I was just trying to enjoy my night. I was watching Love Island games with the missus.
Oh, my goodness.
And even then, on Love Island games, this is what I get on my Sunday night.
Andrea, Toby, Lucinda, and Tyreek are debriefing the challenge. I've not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
I think we deserve to even be down there, be real. We were actually a good team.
It feels so good to win, and it feels so to lose.
You believe this?
Hey,
we're getting pot shots on Love Island.
You're getting insulted on Love Island?
On Love Island?
On a reality dating show?
Dude!
Oh, you've hit rock bottom.
That? To me, I was like, are you kidding me? I'm just trying to enjoy. I'm like, you know what? Watch the football. I enjoy the everything. I was taking a night. I didn't watch Sunday Night Football. I'm going to take a night off. Let's watch Love Island games, which, by the way, is not good, as good as Love Island, but they're trying. But what?
I've not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
I mean, we're now hitting pop culture with how bad the season has been.
Wow.
This is insane. What? I don't understand it, dude. I'm just trying to enjoy my life. Enjoy my Sunday night. And the damn Scottish narrator's got to come in with his thick accent. Now he's dancing on the Dolphins' grave, not just Florio. This isn't just Florio or Cowherd.
With an accent.
Yes!
He ain't even from here.
And there, Toby, Lucinda, and Tyreek are debriefing the challenge. I've not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
I think we deserve to even be down there, be real. We were actually a good team.
It feels so good to win, and it feels so to lose.
Yeah, well, she's right about that. Sound advice from Lucinda. Tyreek, by the way, not referring to Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, there's another Tyreek on the show.
Oh, good to...
just wanted everybody to know.
For you to explain it.
Yeah. They're not referring to Tyreek Hill. There's another Tyreek on the show. So...
I've not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
Shut up, narrator. Go with me. Because the whole theme of football of the last... What?
Stop.
Why?
Stop.
I just want to explain.
Stop. No. Let it, like, dude.
What?
Like, really?
It was
when was the last time we picked up the mic and start trashing European soccer.
I don't know.
Never. So I'll be damned. I'll be damned if I'm going to allow somebody with an accent talking about the other football. Stay in your lane, Irish guy.
I think he's Scottish.
Scottish
have
guy.
Not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
Just wanted to enjoy my Sunday.
And you won't say that to my face, Tic Tac.
He'll say it to Mike McDaniel's face. I don't think anybody's afraid to say it to Mike McDaniel's face.
You think Mike McDaniel is going to be there for his press conference this week? He goes, hey, Mike, what do you think about you guys getting some strays on Love Island games?
You know, I anticipated this question.
It's funny.
I can see him saying that.
You've been playing that for, what, 3 years?
You know, I anticipated every time this question.
It always does. It always does. I just wanted to enjoy my Sunday. I can't even get away from the one Sunday I can't get away from the Dolphins just watching the little Love Island games.
First of all, you're watching Love Island games.
Right.
That automatically. Now, listen, I'm going to give you a pass, but only for one reason. You were watching it with D.
Yeah. Well, I love Love Island. I do. I'm not sitting here.
Wait. And that's where you're getting attacked.
But Love Island, well, why?
You're a grown ass man. You're watching Love Island games.
Okay. First of all,
isn't Love Island a game in itself?
I'm going to tell you something. You make a fair complaint. Because I don't really see I don't really understand the difference between Love Island games and Love Island. I was sitting here and I was like, oh, is there going to be a difference? And there doesn't really seem to be a difference. Just more Ariana Maddox, the host. I didn't really understand. I thought they were just going to be doing challenges the whole time. And it seems like, nope, it's just regular old Love Island. But Love Island itself has challenges. I didn't really understand. Now, you
That's
can win.
Point.
You could win immunity. Well, listen, it was my first time.
You hook, line, and sinker. By just renaming the same product.
They did. But I would take more Love Island. They don't have to trick me. I would watch more Love Island anyway. I love all Love Islands.
How are we friends?
Why? What's wrong?
Like, come on.
Dude. What?
I still hung in there with the mushroom burger because it's a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But this Love Island stuff.
It's good.
No, it's not.
It is. Because I will say the Love Island games, the difference is they're bringing in everybody from all Love Islands. There's Love Island France, Love Island Netherlands, Love Island, some countries I haven't even heard of. And they're bringing them all together to go up against the participants from Love Island USA, which has really become a phenomenon on its own self the last 2 years.
I would guess that, to me, the most entertaining ones would be the ones with the with any type of Latin couple.
Yeah, I mean, there's not there are some Latinas on this show. There's not too many. Like, I don't think there's like a Love Island Colombia, but they probably should do that.
Hey.
Hmm.
Love Island Colombia. You can't have, there's no islands in Colombia where there ain't that yayo floating. Them islands are used for something.
I've not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
I don't like this dude.
That was rough.
Hey,
he said
hard.
Post-game interviews. He's right, definitely talking about Mike McDaniel and Tua.
Definitely.
But here's the thing. Can he say that?
He can.
He just did.
He just did.
I know he did.
On Peacock.
A Love Island.
I tell you what, we should have like.
But that's supposed to be.
Introduce you to my left tackle. Why don't you? What was that line you said again?
Which one?
Yeah. No, I'm talking
not
about
seen this many the, losers talking
no,
about
not,
football.
Yeah, I would
since
ask.
I watched
him.
The Miami Dolphins post game interviews.
I say, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Right. I want to introduce you to the Dolphins left tackle,
Patrick Paul.
Patrick Paul.
Have not seen this many losers talking about football since I watched the Miami Dolphins post-game interviews.
But you know how sad it is that the pop culture, we're the pop culture losers now? Like, that used to be the Browns, the Lions.
Hey.
Sorry. But you don't understand what I'm saying.
Damn, no. Leroy, you're around a lot of losing.
No, like,
the fact that we're getting jokes.
The team that I cover lost. The team
that he played
I
for,
follow,
oh, one.
Played for all won.
Oh, they all won yesterday.
So I'm not, I'm not that guy, right? I'm not that guy. I'm gonna dig my heels in and live in the misery of everybody else down here in South Florida. But you best believe, as soon as I get off this show, me and Jay Crawford going fist bump.
Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. By the way, if you guys typically stream us on Twitch, maybe you listen to this on the Odyssey app, you're like, what the hell happened? Something happened to our StreamYard. I got the Twitch account got kicked out, and I don't have Jennifer here today. Give me the password. So I'm trying to get that and get our Twitchers back on. We are still on YouTube, but if you guys are looking for us on Twitch, that's a problem right now. So just to give you guys the heads up on what's going on there. So I am endeavoring to try and get that fixed for everybody. But I do know a lot of our OG listeners and viewers from Twitch.
I know who can't fix it.
Who? You. So that's that. Platinum Source says, horrible excuse, Tobes. It's not an excuse. I'm giving you the reason.
I love an accountable person, man. Leroy, you're accountable. You said, hey. I know one person who can't fix it. It's you.
Did y'all not see the problems I had last week?
Yeah.
Everything's good now, right?
Yeah.
Seems like it's good now. No, but I was just like, they're like, what is the password for Twitch? I was like, uh-oh. I don't have that.
Yo, me too. I was looking out trying to get in. I'm trying to figure out. I was like, I don't know. And then JFig's not at. When she's off, she's off. She's not answering.
Well, no, I got a response. I got a response from her. She says, let me see. So I don't know if it'll get fixed in the next hour and a half.
There might be a train.
We will be able to get, listen, if you guys, I'll get the clips up for everybody. I just apologize for our normal Twitch audience.
We periodically, there's monkey wrenches being thrown into our show.
Right.
That you would not believe in the background how many people are scrambling, mainly the ones on this that you can see.
I also got
to
pull.
So credit to I see Jennifer and Tobin and Vlad. And during the break, they all over there bumping their heads together, trying to figure out what in the hell just happened or before the show. And Jennifer's mad. Somebody keep touching her stuff.
Right.
And like,
she doesn't like people touching her stuff.
It's like chaos. But we managed to, or they managed to make sure that I'm good. As you notice. I'm wearing my heart thing for 3 days.
Is that going on today?
Yeah.
I also
got matter. It don't beep or nothing.
It doesn't? But you can't go through metal detectors or nothing, right?
No, where am I going, dude? It's 3 days.
I'm just asking a question. I also got to take accountability because I played the wrong Ruben Bain interview because his name was spelled wrong. And I was like, wait, this doesn't sound like the right interview. Where's him chomping on the gator? So I wanted to play that for you because he interviewed with DBJ while eating cooked gator after the interview. because he's an insane person. So this was Ruben Bain after the game with DBJ.
All right. It tastes like a rib. Ruben, I just wanted to clarify before
it tastes like a rib.
Interrupt your snack here, but you are eating some barbecue gator, aren't you?
Yeah, some barbecue gator from Gainesville, man. Billy Napier's finest.
You're a true Cane, man. You're a true Cane. God love you. I'm going to start right with the fun stuff. You're 2-0 against the University of Florida. I want you to know that. That's a big deal. I mean, that you're undefeated against the Gator. That sticks with you for the rest of your life. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It means a lot.
It means a lot to every one of us. Let's go to this defense tonight. Third down, you held Florida 0-for-13. Zero conversions on third down after 13 attempts. I'd say that's about as good as it can get, huh?
Yeah, about as good as it can get. Some people going to call it perfect, but it was a good game. I didn't even realize that. I'm not going to lie. I thought they had at least one or two conversions, but 0-for-13, don't get no better than that.
Well, let's be honest, Ruben. You played a heck of a game tonight, but you'll go study that film, and you'll find some things to get better on, won't you?
Even that last play, I was frustrated leaving the game. I missed about 3 sacks just on that last draw. So back to the drawing board for me. I really ain't too happy.
How about the fact that it was a team win? It wasn't pretty at times for any phase of the game, but Miami was able to pull it off.
Yeah, man. Football is football. Some guys they come in and they on scholarship too, so they gonna make plays too. The coaches they hone on us that whatever happens, just stick together, and that's what happened. Ups and downs throughout the game, but we stuck together and we still played a complete game as a whole with it as a team.
I don't know.
What a game. Billy Napier's finest, he says.
Yo, his troll game is phenomenal.
Hey, it is. But the thing is, here's what the worst part is. If somebody like that troll you, what you gonna do?
Nothing.
Right?
Nothing.
Right? Is that I always tell you guys that the silliest guys in the locker room are the offense and defensive linemen. And nobody mess with them. So they do all kinds of crap to everybody in the locker room. And that sucks because you're like, what am I going to do?
Right. Well,
right.
He is outstanding. I saw that some people talk, man, like this guy's playing as good as anybody in the country. I know that like, people are talking. There's a little bit of Heisman juice. That never seems to go to a defensive player, so I doubt it. But, man.
The last D lineman or linebacker that I could think that was even in the mix was
LeVar?
Hugh Green from a long time ago from
Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know Hunter won it last year, but that was he played both sides.
Linebacker.
Yeah, but
he won it kind of like Woodson.
Right.
I think Ndamukong Suh.
Suh had some buzz.
With Colt McCoy,
Some buzz.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Suh had some buzz, but I tell you one thing, though. Heisman or no Heisman, that dude's going in the first round.
Dude, and it's weird because I'm trying to figure out what position he would play. Because he's only like 270, 275.
Mm-hmm. Right? And leaned on it, too. Like, he slimmed up.
Right. But
that Jason Taylor special.
That's kind of are you big enough to play D-tackle? Or are you too big to play linebacker, not big enough to play D-tackle?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but if the way he gets around, the way he moves around, and he's not, when you look at a guy at that position, they're normally much lengthier. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Long arms, quick, like built like Jason Taylor, except bigger, like, you know, 30 pounds heavier. So the only thing that I would say about him is trying to figure out what position he will play. I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up being a middle linebacker. The way he runs, some of the things he does.
6'3", 270.
Right.
Which he's slim.
Right. If he slimmed up.
He slimmed up. So, like, and he did, like, he could be bigger, right? Like, he got lighter by design.
When they see him move around the way they do, they're going to try to keep his optimum weight around that. Because that's where he's going to get the most production.
So I'm guessing he would be like a Von Miller, like just a bigger one.
Chop is 6'3". Chop Robinson on the Dolphins, 6'3", 254.
Right. See, but look, Dunny Rubin looks a lot built to be a lot built a lot differently than Chop.
He's a menace, dude. He's a menace.
So they'll figure it out, but it's just like you know, once you go into these drafts, the first thing you want to look for is, you know, how does it look? How does he look? Does he fit the profile? And then you start doing the other stuff. That's why so many big, strong-arm quarterbacks get drafted high and they can't play a lick because they look the part. And then when you go in your little shorts workout and you're zinging that thing all over the place, it, like, they go, wow.
Really awesome, man. We'll take a break. Great job by Reuben Bain. Great job by the Canes.
Excellent.
Just a very impressive performance. They now get to get this week off, get prepped.
Don't get no week.
Mario's no game.
Be on the other side of that.
No, dude, when he was pounding the fit, he was just smacking it. I was like, oh, look at my tough. That's tough.
Yeah.
He was fired up, dude. He was fired up about that victory. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. How would you guys like to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit the school of your choice? It can happen with the Dolphins' Zach Sealer it on up. He's on board to speak at a school of your choice. All you got to do is go to WQAM.com, enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade now for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to students and more. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com. I also get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, which, of course, will come your way next Monday. We got a busy Monday next Monday. Got Heat Media Day, and then we got Monday Night Football coming your way. So that is it should be fun, but 15 minutes.
Is it at home or on the road? On the road?
I'm going to probably end up doing that one of the I don't know. It'll depend on traffic. I'm gonna eyeball it.
But I'm saying the game is.
The game's at home. The Dolphins game's at home.
So at home, we're going to get caught up in crisscross traffic.
That's what I'm saying. Miami fans.
You should be all right on football. People won't be done. Well, if we're done at 2, you should be fine getting home.
No, the game's at 7:15. It's not an 8 o'clock game. It's a
7:15. Was it a doubleheader?
Yeah, it's two games happening.
Enough of these doubleheaders, dude. They used to do that one time. They're getting greedy.
They've been doing that for the last couple of seasons now.
Oh, my God. Enough of the doubleheaders already.
Hey. At least we'd be going the other way.
Right.
But you probably – so you're talking about get out at 2. That means at 4 o'clock, Game Day Uncensored?
I'll make it. If I go the back streets, I'll make it. Just to the studio. If I just have to go to the studio.
Following you to the back streets, and I'm taking my normal
– Yeah, that'll probably be my plan. That'll be a studio Game Day Uncensored.
I'm following you back to the studio, and then I'm going to just take my normal ride home because whenever I try to – leave downtown Miami by myself, it's not pretty.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Jim Harbaugh. This is what he had to say on the Chargers' win over the Broncos.
I don't think I had the vocabulary to really express how great I feel with this win and just admiration for our team and for our players and coaches and just everybody. It's just another game, three wins, three games. And it's taken everybody in all these games. So, I mean, gritty, spectacular. That's about the best word I can come up with to describe it. I'm just great thrill of winning, wonderful feeling of victory, great thrill of victory. Yeah, that's about all I got. It's what a never losing heart. I mean, just. Finding a way.
My God, did he just, did he just have
Mike McDaniel on this?
Goodness gracious, that man is smitten right now with his football team.
But you know what's crazy? Like, people listen to him and they think, man, he was like that in college. Just imagine if your quarterback played linebacker in college. That's what Jim Harbaugh is, right? He was a quarterback.
Yeah.
I remember my rookie year, we played, he was in Indy, right? Came over, we dapped each other up. I'm like, you got drafted in the first round. I don't even remember you throwing a pass. And he laughed and ran away. Because it's true. Think about this. We ran the wishbone.
Mm-hmm.
And the quarterback from the wishbone went in the first round.
Crazy. Jerry Jones. Don't worry about that loss, dude. Here's what he had to say on the playoff chances of the Dallas Cowboys.
I will tell you, yes, yes. And that's because you saw number 4 out there today. And you saw what I think we're capable of doing in the running game and that type of deal. So, yes, I fully do. Now, we've got to, as we evolve toward the playoffs, we've got to get better defensively, certainly.
Oh, you think? You got to get better defensively, Jerry. You think that, do you? Man. No, dude. You should take the advice of that forklift next to you because you guys are under construction. Playoff team.
Is that amazing?
Well, all when I'm you telling say you.
Our defense has to get better. When you got rid of your best defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
All I'm telling you guys is we got this all put together. Don't you worry.
That's amazing.
He really is.
Like, don't we have to be more aware? I'm going to just.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what Jerry Jones specializes in.
Not being aware?
Yeah. That dude is always, he's always got awareness right there for you. I got to tell you, you know, what I think is we just need a little bit of defense. Maybe a pass rusher. Make a little pressure on that quarterback, and we'd be right there. Nobody says anything. Everybody's just like, oh, all right, here he goes. Miami Heat. Nico Jovic, dude. He is back from Eurobasket. And
can I ask you just one question?
Sure.
Can we – I don't want to say this because I don't want to – you know, I don't want you to get all You do this every year before the season starts.
What do I do?
And I would like to save my excitement for actual basketball. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Yes, I
do. You don't even
your
know.
Enthusiasm.
I can't even play. I'm going to play a clip.
Your enthusiasm for the Heat basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Got me all warm and fuzzy for 37 wins.
I understand.
And what I would like to do is I would like to take an opportunity, let them build it.
Right.
Let us see it all work together before I show my overall excitement. Is that fair?
You can behave however you want to behave.
It's hard to do that because when you come in guns a-blazing, all excited, all hot for the team, and they haven't played a game yet, there's no, like.
But maybe you'll like it. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you'll like what's said by Jovich.
We've been doing this show for a long time, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not just pulling these feelings out of thin
air. No, I don't know, but you don't know how you're going to feel. I mean, that's why it's the mixed bag.
Wait, when you said Jovich, dude, yes, I do. But go ahead, play.
No, I don't want to play it now. I mean, you ruined it.
Wait, when you start off a conversation with Jovich, dude, what do you think what do you think is coming?
Just excited about the season of Jovich. That's all. I mean, it's a perfectly reasonable thing to say.
You sound like Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, man.
I did not explain. Like, go
wait, play do you
it,
have man. A crush on Jovich?
He got a crush on
the way that Harbaugh has a crush on Herbert?
Yes.
I think I have. Yes. I think I have a crush on both of the Heat's bigs, like him and Ware. I just can't wait for their seasons.
Right.
I'm very excited.
Can we let it play out a little bit before?
But dude,
I'm doing this for your own good.
I understand.
You don't have to get the heart thing.
I understand.
Because when you go up this high before they play one basketball mm-hmm. game, the crash is terrible.
No, that's not true. Not for me.
Really? Oh, okay. You went through 17 bottles of Jack Daniels last year doing post game.
That's how it handled the crash.
Wait a minute. Yo, Tobin, we got to talk, bro.
What, dude?
Because you went through a lot of bottles last year with the. No,
last
wait.
Week.
No,
wait,
no, 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 no.
After the Dolphins game, you didn't even use a glass.
Fam, that by. Jack Daniel bottle that you guys got, like, not too long ago, it's almost empty.
No. I got, like, half left. I got at least half left.
But that's within 3 weeks. You're already at half
these games.
You just got it, like, a month ago. In 3 weeks, you've already killed half the bottle.
I think you make a good point, Vlad. So if the friends over at Jack Daniels would like to send us another bottle, you know, just for my own troubles. Feel free. I'll take any version that they have.
I do believe they should because you're about to embark on the 82-game Heat season, and you're going to have to drink a lot.
Hey, do you want me to get you another bottle?
No. I can afford my own bottle. I'm just saying, it's good advertisement for him.
No, they're good, though.
What?
I can just call the guy and have him send.
I mean, it's up to I mean, just know that I'm going to drink it out of, you know, sadness sometimes when we lose to, like, the Pistons inevitably again.
I mean, like, but with me, Vlad, he was so mad that he couldn't even have another one. Like, we were just doing light stuff, right?
Anyway, here was Nico. He was asked in-house by the Heat's social media team about his summer with Eurobasket.
Yeah, it was, I feel like, a great thing for me. You know, keep in mind basketball in a great competition.
What are some things that you feel like you got better at that they had you do playing for Serbia that you could translate to here?
I think everything, just, you know, being more competitive, you know, being a better defense to the team, being a better team player, you know, a lot of stuff.
And then coming up on year four in the NBA, what are you looking forward to?
Just trying to, you know, win as many games as possible. Yeah, it was
wow. Like great. Love it. What a goal. That's a team guy.
Is that standard goal?
No. Some people have personal goals at that age.
Nobody comes out and say, yeah, if we can get above 500.
No, dude, that's way different. When you're coming out and you're putting – if the goal is about the team, that's a player right there.
Ooh, see.
It's a young player, doesn't even have a second contract yet, but he's not worried about personal victories. Team victories.
Gooseys.
See what I got to do? Vlad. He takes it to another level.
No, I don't do that.
That I'm looking out for your best interest because
right.
you're my boy.
Yeah, you
take it to this crazy level.
You were killing bottles
and
last
read
season.
Into these things. Like you, the guy in what's in that movie? The Untouchables.
Mm-hmm.
With Kevin
Costner.
Costner,
right?
Is that was the name of that movie, The Untouchables?
Yeah.
Where the guy's at the table going team. Team and then he get bashed over the head, like that's you. You like everything you like too much, dude.
Michael Beasley
too
says
much.
In the
like,
chat,
"What do you like? If you ask a guy,
mm-hmm.
any guy in any sport,
right?
What are your expectations? Yeah, I want to win. I want to try to win as much as I can. I want to try to go to the playoffs. All these things you're gonna hear that.
Well, we're being.
I'm not taking anything away from Nico. Because I think he's going to have to play a major role in it.
Of course.
It's you getting carried away
I'm not getting carried
way
away.
Too excited over comments about what you expect to do this year in September. Michael, can we just, like, first of all, your main score is out.
True, but you know what? We have enough. That's what Spo always says. We have enough.
You didn't have enough last year.
Different. We got Powell now, okay?
I got the Powell.
Vlad.
Minus one.
Vlad, do you understand what it's like being with this man all the time? And in public places?
Dope. Leroy, I am very worried this upcoming season.
Yes.
That this man.
Don't be worried.
Will be drunk during his post game.
I wonder how many times he's going to say, can't come in, can't get behind
no,
the wheel.
Because look, it's going to happen. Because
so a West Coast trip? One bad West Coast trip?
It's not going to happen. Oh, we got West. We do have West Coast games early.
Leroy, you have to see these. Because now, you know, the Dolphins frustrate him enough that it's like 25, 30 minutes. So it's at least three swigs before he gets into it. Then while he's talking about it, he's reminiscing what's going on, so he has to take another swig.
I'm home, though. It's a close set.
And then, he has to end it with a big, like a big swig. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, all right, that's cool. That was week one. Then that was week two. Then I looked at it this past Thursday. I'm like, when did Jack Daniels come? Like 3 weeks ago? Maybe a month ago? Let me look at that bottle. That bottle's halfway done.
I think there's more. I feel like there's more. Maybe it was just the angle that you saw.
Nah, bro.
I think it was the angle that you saw.
Wait. The angle was this. It wasn't like it was sitting on the side. It's not like the Jack Daniels was sitting on the side as you know, background. Nah, you had that puppy tipped up in the air.
And I just like, and you know, a four-game losing streak. Oh, it's gonna just.
But let's not even put it in our mind. Like they may not go on a four-game losing streak this year.
They're gonna start off the season without their leading scorer, right?
Yeah, but it's okay.
I already said that, Blake.
It's okay. I'm sad that Tyler Hero's out, but I think we can man the fort.
Can you do this for me?
Hmm.
Early on in the season, because you know everybody gonna talk. They're gonna talk about melding and working together, and that takes time or whatever. Can we do post game with a wine cooler? Right. The hard stuff can't come till after January, because remember. For the last few years, we were always talking about it don't even matter because Jimmy ain't even going to put maximum effort till after January.
Right. So,
why would you put yourself in a situation where you going at it because you have also said, oh, don't worry about it. Wait till January. So can we have some kind of rule that you can't go heavy stuff until the season actually matters, which is after January? Can we do that?
I'll feel how I feel. I'll take it under advisement.
You can get you a Cider Boys. You can get you a Golden Monkey. Got a little more kick.
Right.
But just the hard stuff to where you really in your feelings.
Right.
Like, that can't come till after January.
Well, I feel
because
like.
Because that's when you say, you've told me year after year after year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not January. Season don't start till
I don't
January.
Say that to you at all. You say that to me. I've never taken that advice. Well, I take every.
Wait. You haven't said that with Jimmy.
No, I mean with Jimmy, but not with the team. Okay. I've taken every loss hard. Do you remember the Pistons games?
Yeah, but they went
Sabonis
to the playoffs.
Put back?
They went to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's my end.
I mean, the Pistons were in the playoffs.
You're yeah, but the difference between us and the Pistons is legitimately Spo and timeouts and Tim Hardaway getting hot.
Well, the past two seasons they've had.
They're very good. I'm not dismissing. The Pistons dismissing the Pistons.
Hey, did you see the Pistons game? That's like you talking about the Dolphins and saying, did you see the Browns game?
You would acknowledge the Pistons' losses were very weird losses.
Yes. Yes. Like, it. But here, when Spo made that other mistake, the game was tied, right?
Yeah.
You're making an assumption that they were going to win that game. Like, so.
Were they tied or were they behind? I don't remember.
They were tied. It was tied or behind.
Wait. When
he forgot the timeouts.
It was tied. And then he called the timeout. And then that's how they took the lead.
Wait, and then they got the free throw and the ball.
My God. Who loses like that?
It's bad when Spo doesn't remember he has no timeout. That's just bad. That's something that...
You think it still gets to him? Like, you think he's just out at Publix and Spo's just thinking to himself, like, I can't believe I did that.
Can I tell you this? There's certain mistakes you make in life you never forget. I can tell you, my second year in college, we were playing Ohio State. It was John Cooper's last year, right? We were driving. We got to the 20-yard line. I fumbled. We lost the game. Still remember it, know the exact play, what happened, when it happened. It don't. Sports doesn't let you forget it.
How long did it take you to get over it?
I'm still thinking about it.
Jeez.
It's just one of those things. Like, I feel like I would have been undefeated against Ohio State and against at that game in your home stadium.
Oh, wait, Cooper finally got a win in Michigan at Ann Arbor? Was he like 2-9? He was 2-9.
Wait. Let me think. Was it John Cooper or was it Earl Bruce's last year?
Might have been Bruce because Cooper.
I think it was Earl Bruce's last year because that's when they wore the red shoes.
Okay.
Dade South. Oh, I appreciate Dade South making it over to YouTube because our stupid Twitch feed wasn't working. Spo wakes up in the middle of the night like that D Wade commercial because of the timeout mishap. Just in a cold sweat.
Dude, listen, if you in the sports, if you've played or coached, bad moments in your sports life never leave you. It's the craziest thing. You can't enjoy the good things. That man that won championships, right? He might forget some of the aspects of some of those championships he won. He ain't gonna never forget that timeout ever in his life.
Take a break. Final hour coming up. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.